It's January 6th to the 8th.
In San Francisco.
Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Bob Anderson at the South Point.
Hey, how you doing? It's Mr. Pink. Our competitors are doing something crazy, giving rebates and discounts you might not get. The one thing I guarantee at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, 22 Ram 1500 Bighorn, 13K off MSRP. 22 Challenger GT, 7K off MSRP. 22 Durango SXT up to $8,250 off MSRP.
And lease a Durango GT all-wheel drive, 24-month lease, $399 due at signing.
$309 a month. So don't forget to come see me at 5050 West Sahara. Mr. Pink, baby!
Hey Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin McCarthy does not have the votes. A seventh speaker vote is needed. This now, Chris and I disagree on this. You and I may disagree on this, and that's okay. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to jump on the line now, if you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim know. We'll pass it along to everybody. I'll blab it to everybody. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What should Kevin McCarthy do? Is it time for him to exit stage left? He'll still be a prominent member of Congress, of the House of Representatives. He may even be in leadership in some way. He just won't be Speaker. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The battle for House Speaker is still up in the air. That's after 2 days of voting. And Republicans in the Senate are growing concerned. Delays in electing a speaker may hamper the party's ability to legislate over the next 2 years. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
The one victory Republicans came away with in the midterm elections was a slim majority in the House. Failure to elect a speaker means lost days in implementing the GOP agenda, especially bills that involve debt limits and appropriations. And that's sending a shockwave to the other end of the Capitol. Texas Senator John Cornyn complains conservatives holding up the election of Kevin McCarthy are embarrassing the party and putting its ability to lead in question. He told reporters, quote, "If it's this hard to elect a speaker, imagine how hard it's going to be to pass any legislation." Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
GOP Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, who nominated fellow Republican Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida to be House Speaker, says the country needs a change. Meanwhile, a sixth ballot is underway. Also at townhall.com, President Biden joining Republicans and Democrats in Kentucky to highlight infrastructure spending for a new interstate bridge. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Standing by the Brent Spence Bridge, which connects Ohio and Kentucky, the president said federal infrastructure funding will upgrade and rebuild that aging bridge.
It's the second most congested truck bottleneck in the entire United States.
The president, who was joined by Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, said passage of the infrastructure bill sends an important message to the nation.
We can work together. We can get things done.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The stocks finishing higher, the Dow up 125 points, the NASDAQ adding 71. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Chilean billionaire who planned to buy 10 acres on the Las Vegas Strip where the Riviera once stood has backed out of the deal. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, owners of the property, say the $120 million deal with Claudio Fischer did not close on December 15th as planned, so the agency killed the deal, which resulted in a $7 million non-refundable deposit to the LVCVA. Fischer said increasing interest rates in the U.S. no longer made his plans for a hotel casino feasible. He said he still hopes to do a deal on the Strip when things pencil out financially. The start of CES is only one day away, with more than 100,000 people expected to attend this year's show, more than twice last year's numbers, still well short of the 180,000 who attended back when things were normal in 2019. The show displays the latest in consumer gadgets and gizmos, but is only open to consumer electronics executives and professionals. It's not open to the general public. This year's CES will have more than 3,100 exhibitors from 173 countries.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes to look out for right now. Eastbound Nellis at Charleston. Also southbound Decatur. That one's at Spring Mountain. And Interstate 15 looks good with one exception, where we're seeing some slow flows there, 15 South at Flamingo.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. They are going to need a seventh vote on the House of Representatives. We'll get to that story. The story that a lot of people around the country are getting behind, and that is just the tragic story of Damar Hamlin. And it's interesting, Dr. Mark Siegel was on Tucker Carlson last night with a prognosis and just a look at how we got to where we are with Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety. Listen to this.
There's more we don't know than what we do know. We don't know if he has underlying heart problems yet. We don't know, to your point, whether oxygen flow to the brain was interrupted. He's in a coma in the hospital, but that's induced because you want the brain to rest, essentially. They're probably using steroids to decrease swelling, and they watch and they monitor. So the fact that he's under probably doesn't mean anything. But what's really disturbing, of course, is that he had a blow to the chest that wasn't that severe, and yet he crumpled to the ground, and it looked like he was probably in an arrhythmia called ventricular fibrillation, where it's just quivering. The AED, the defibrillator they now have on the field, is what's life-saving. That improves the prognosis greatly. I don't know when they administered that. I don't know when the heartbeat came back. That's really important. I don't know if he got CPR for 9 minutes, his youth will be on his side. But it's a question, because the CPR is about 30% of the usual cardiac output. Is that enough? We don't know yet. You know, we don't know why it did take that long. He's brought to the hospital. Again, I'm watching the brain more than the heart. They're saying his vital signs are now stable, that he's stable. He's back in a normal rhythm. We're hearing that much. But the fact is, we don't know whether he's had enough oxygen to the brain. I do know, though, that the Chasing M's Foundation, Tucker, which is he's in charge of, had raised only $3,000 up until the point of this happening, now has raised close to $5 million because of the rabid fans from Buffalo, because of people from all over the country, to get toys for kids in his hometown of McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. And you know what? That shows America praying. America has heart still, Tucker, as you've always said. America has heart, and our heart is out tonight for Damar Hamlin, and we're praying for his recovery, Tucker.
We have an update, by the way, on that charitable donation. Gentleman Jim Dallas standing by, and that number keeps going up.
Yeah, they only wanted to raise, or their goal was to raise $2,500. Now the new figure is $6.284 million.
Incredible.
$6.25 million, and they had a goal of $2,500.
That is absolutely amazing. And there is a ray of hope coming out of a report from the Buffalo Bills. I don't know what they know that the is not being shared with us, but Jim, there is breaking news on that front.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills website, it says that he remains in ICU in critical condition, but he did show some signs of improvement yesterday and overnight. That's the good news. Now, they were also reporting on the NFL channel earlier today, Kevin, that they do believe that he went from 100% oxygen. Now he only needs 50% oxygen. So he is trending in the right direction, and you listen to the good doctor there. He said that's what he was concerned about, was the oxygen to the brain, and we just don't know when he does wake up from this medically induced coma, will he have who knows what could happen with the brain, because it's so delicate, but. There could be some major damage, there could be minor damage, and maybe he'll be back 100%.
We can only pray. Now comes the logistical nightmare that the National Football League is preparing to find out about. We're coming to week number 18, and we don't know what the Buffalo Bills are going to do, what the Cincinnati Bengals are going to do about their game. The only thing we do know, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, is that there will not be the game will not be completed this week.
Yeah, they made that perfectly clear yesterday that this game, there's 5 minutes and 58 seconds left in the first quarter. The Bengals lead 7-3. At some point, that game might be picked up. We know it's not going to be this week because they've already addressed the schedule. And the Raiders play the Chiefs here in Las Vegas on Saturday at 1:30 at Allegiant Stadium, and that could have a say in the seeding. Now, the top three teams in the AFC include your Kansas City Chiefs, my Cincinnati Bengals, and the Buffalo Bills. Any one of those three teams could end up as the number one seed and get a bye week, meaning they would have a week off while the other six teams that make the playoffs in the AFC would be going at it, and they would be the number one seed would be on the shelf and getting healthy and getting ready for their next game. So it's a big deal. Now, if the Chiefs do win that game, that would ace out the Bengals, but the Bills, if they beat the Patriots this Sunday and they make up that game and the Bills beat the Bengals, then the Bills would be the number one seed.
Oh, my God.
So you can see it's a real mess. Now, for the Bengals to be the number one seed, Kansas City would have to lose on Saturday to the Raiders. And the Bills would have to lose one of their last two games, either against the Patriots or the makeup game with the Bengals. And then if the Bengals beat the Bills and they beat the Ravens this week, and the Chiefs lose, then they would be the number one seed. So
you're making my head hurt.
It's a big mess, as it always is. But
no, but you know what? The idea that I've heard floated, and I tend to agree with this, It would be very difficult logistically to do, and somebody would end up hurt by this. And that is creating a week 19 in the NFL with only one game, Bengals-Bills.
And that's a possibility, and I think they're just going to monitor the situation as the week rolls on. We'll see what the Chiefs and the Raiders do on Saturday. And on Sunday, both the Bills and the Bengals, they play the early games. So maybe by Sunday afternoon, we'll have more clarity of what direction the NFL might do. But there is a buffer week in there. You know, there's always 2 weeks between the AFC and NFC championship games and the Super Bowl. And as of late, over the past 5-6 years or so, they have put that Pro Bowl game, or Pro Bowl, whatever you want to call it.
Games,
in between the championship games and the Super Bowl. So that is, you know, it's up in the air. We don't know, but that is a possibility that they could move everything back 1 week, and then instead of that off week in between the championship and the Super Bowl, it would just be 1 week. So they're just playing it by ear, and I really do think that they're monitoring to see what happens on Saturday and Sunday, and then maybe as early as Sunday evening, they might make a decision.
Well, you've got a lot of TV windows, what they call windows, in the industry that they're going to have to be dealt with. You got the Pro Bowl. You've got there's a NASCAR race. I think they want to use the LA Coliseum for a NASCAR race. They got all kinds of different things that are going to be going on, and that's how that 19th week, you know, week 19 would end up being condensed. I don't know how they do it. It's the best idea I've heard, and that's just compress the schedule, create a week 19 that has only one game in it, and it's the Bengals and the Bills. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but my guess is they're going to have contingency plans, and they'll know as soon as the Chiefs are done with the Raiders, they'll know or have a better handle on what to do next.
I would believe that the teams that do qualify for the playoffs would probably be up for that because they would have a bye week. They would actually be able to get healthy and get their treatment, and guys that maybe are on the borderline of playing that week would get an extra 7 days to recover and maybe end up playing in a game that they might have missed. So I think the other teams would probably appreciate that.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. By the way, what do the sports books do about everybody that bet on that 7-3 game?
I still have to go down to the Westgate and figure that out. I'm guessing that I'm going to be able to get my money back. They did say that if the game is not played or made up, the Bills-Bengals game that was suspended in the first quarter, if that game is not played within 8 days, then the tickets are not valid. So I got to get over there, and I was going to do it today. Didn't get a chance, but tomorrow I might have a better answer for you. But I'm 99% sure I'm going to get my money back on a couple of tickets that I did. And then I had a two-teamer. I took Ohio State and the Bengals on a two-teamer. Ohio State ended up losing the game, but they won the bet. So I'm guessing in that two-teamer, they'll just treat it as a one-teamer.
Wow. Wow. A lot of questions, not a lot of answers at this point, but we'll continue to follow a gentleman, Jim Dallas. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, switch off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara.
Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We talked about it yesterday, and I mentioned on the show that I guessed, pretty educated guess, that the rest of the news media would be following in the next day or so, in particular cable news. And so it is. Damar Hamlin and the collapse in Cincinnati, whether it might be related in some way to COVID and or the COVID vaccines. This was Tucker Carlson last night, and I tell you what, some of the numbers that he brings to the table are something that certainly is worth looking into. And I'm sure, well, I'm not sure, but I am relatively certain that there are those that will take a look at this and say, maybe there is a connection between this tragedy with Damar Hamlin and the hundreds of European soccer players